our swag. So stay tuned for that, and we'll fill your pockets full of music.
That's awesome.
And you'll fill our pockets full of money and noob.
And we'll be walking down the streets with just everyone's dollar bills.
Kind of funny walking.
And boasting. Yeah.
Yeah, and boasting.
Good. Thank you, Sarah. All right, this is the last song. Take care.
Born Wesley Williams, Maestro Fresh West is a Canadian rapper born in Toronto on March 31, 1968. Known to some as the godfather of Canadian hip-hop, Maestro owns both the best-selling Canadian hip-hop single and album of all time, each of which were the first to be certified gold, with his track Let Your Backbone Slide and debut album Symphony in Effect.
Let's take a closer listen to Maestro Fresh West's hit single Let Your Backbone Slide.
This jam is amplified, so just glide. Let your backbone slide.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistrude Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoon, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinemathic, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
The World of Wine is back in town for the 35th annual Vancouver International Wine Festival, February 25th to March 3rd. 55 amazing events featuring 175 wineries from 15 countries. Don't miss the latest and greatest vintages. Tickets on sale now at vanwinefest.ca.
Hey, do you like to party?
Excuse me?
Do you like to party?
CITR and Mint Records present
The Papa Lines Volume 3 Release Party, Friday, March 8th at Chapel Arts, with performances by
Movie Land, Peace, Gal Grayson, Babysitter, Sleuth, and more.
This nocturnal celebration is the finale of CITR's 2013 Fun Drive, including a silent auction, two stages, and freshly pressed limited edition copies of our Pop Alliance Volume 3 compilation.
CITR's fund drives from February 28th to March 8th. To donate, go to www.citr.ca or call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. And thanks for supporting Community Radio.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Thank you. Hello, this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and this is Ali here. That was Deva Premal, Hari Om Shiva Om. So today, we have special guest Deanna Fay with us from Toronto. Deanna, are you there? Hello?
If you're satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen.
Oh, she put it on on message. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey Deanna, so we're going on the air, so I'm gonna put the plug in, so we're gonna be on the air in literally right now, so okay. So we have special guest Deanna Fay from Toronto with us today. She's a singer songwriter, and Deanna, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, let me turn that up a bit. That's better. So, how are you doing?
I'm okay. Been better, been worse, but I'm here, still kicking, writing songs.
You good?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. I have you turned up, so you're good.
Okay.
So yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you write music.
I guess it's kind of like therapy for me. So I've been through a lot of negative things in my life, so I try and find something positive and put it into music. It's like a way to deal with all the struggles and the pain I've been through. So I think sometimes, like, well, I'll be writing a song and I'll be like, well, if I can get through this, maybe I can write a song and maybe have a positive impact on someone else's life. So it's like a way to take the bad and turn it into something creative, I guess.
Because people relate to other people's music, and it's a form of expression and communication,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like I have a lot to say, because I've been through so much, and I've got, like, 10 albums waiting to come out of me right now.
So who do you listen to when you're going through tough times?
I am a big Zeppelin fan. I was really inspired by Jimmy Page when I was about 16 years old when I bought my first guitar, because I kind of felt like I connected with the music, and I'm like, wow, he's so amazing, like, maybe I can be like that someday. Mm-hmm. However, I don't really aspire to be like this awesome guitarist or anything. It's just like I'm getting a point across and I have something to say, and I'm not trying to please people, I'm trying to please myself, and when I please myself, I'm happy, and it usually has a good impact on other people because I'm doing it for me.
Have you tried learning the chords to Stairway to Heaven?
I play it like at least once a week.
Oh, really? With the beginning riff and everything?
Yeah. I can't see. I'm kind of a weirdo like this. I play by ear. I started playing piano when I was like 9 years old, huh. And it was would listen to songs and I would hear them. Like, I would have friends who would come over who played guitar, and they would play something, and I would play it back to them. But I can't actually read tablature.
Oh. Okay.
So it's hard for me when I'm like jamming with someone and I want to show them a song. I'm like, I can draw it for you, and I can play it for you, but I can't tell you what I'm playing because I don't know what I'm playing. Like, I know some basic chords, but I do like all these like bar chords and stuff a lot in my songs, and I'm more of an audio learner, so.
Yeah, but tablature is not that difficult. It's just six strings and where you place your finger, right?
Yeah.
But reading.
I was told when I was younger, though, like I have bad finger dexterity, and then I would never be able to play guitar.
Oh.
And so now I play guitar, and I also have a visual learning disability, so I can't like look and learn. I have to hear and learn.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And I just kind of. Mm-hmm. Do what I can with what I have where I am and get through it.
Well, those are some of the most gifted ones, the ones I can just hear and play it right back to you.
Yeah.
And you get to a certain point where you don't even have to think and you know where that certain note is on the guitar.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that, that feel for it, yeah. So let's play a song. So we're going to play this song. It's called The Mirror. And Deanna, could you say a little bit about it?
Yeah, I wrote that song. I had a problem with drugs a couple years ago. And I had like a bit of a stint where I was on a self-destructive binge and was drinking too much and doing drugs and hurting myself. And I kind of wrote that when I grew up and realized what I was doing to myself. And sometimes something really bad has to happen before you can
change,
grow up, you know, and open your eyes. So it for me, this song is like, I'm looking at myself, singing to myself, like, why did you hurt me? You know, like I didn't love myself enough. So I didn't understand that at the time. So now that I've grown and I've learned how to do that, I was able to write this song. And it was really hard for me to write it before because I wasn't ready. Like, I had some growing to do first.
Yeah.
And so now I feel like when I wrote that song, I felt like I came out of this intense therapy session or something. Like, I just felt good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not that girl anymore. And it's really great. Because it took me a long time to stop being that person that I was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to play the devil's advocate and maybe take a page from Deva Premal, I mean, hurting yourself, you hurt yourself physically, but you can't really hurt your spirit, right? I mean, it's always going to be there.
Yeah, it's just I was kind of blocking it out with chemicals, so because I didn't want to face myself,
right.
Which is... It sucks because I think I'm a pretty cool person. I really like myself today, so I'm proud.
Good. Okay. So we'll play The Mirror right now.
Thank you.
And that was The Mirror by Deanna Prawl. Deanna, anything else you want to say? You were telling me about your weekend.
Yeah, it's kind of been a rough one.
To say the least, right?
But, what's that?
To say the least.
Yeah.
How come all these bad things happen to you? Do you know?
You know, I feel like I'm blessed because bad things happen to me. I don't like it when it happens, but I feel like it makes me a stronger person, and it teaches me, like, every time to be stronger and just, like, when somebody hurts me or, you know, some bad thing happens, what upsets me, I try and go and I try and help somebody else because it makes me feel better, you know? So it's like, in a way, it's like a blessed curse. It's like these things happen to me. I've lost a lot of people in my life. And I have health issues right now. That's actually pretty scary. So I'm just trying to leave the world in a better place than I found it. And I'm just going to keep doing my thing. And I think it's made me more of a positive person because it's like you can stay down in a hole when bad things happen, or you can crawl up and take something out of it. So I just try and find the light in the darkness now.
Okay. Any ambitions for the future?
I think I'm sort of dipping my toes in a lot of different things right now. Like, music's always going to be a passion, and writing. I was thinking about going back to school for journalism because I've been writing since I was about 6 years old. So, I'm at a good stage in my life where I feel like everything will fall into place because I finally fell into place with myself, reconnected with myself recently. So I feel like I'm not stressing anymore about what my future holds because I know it's going to be bright, you know, like I just feel good every day and trying to be positive. So it's like whatever happens, happens. But at the same time, it's like I'm modeling, I'm acting, I'm writing songs, I'm bartending. Like, I'm doing all these things, and it's like, I don't know. I'm just happy to be here. Like, honestly, like, I'm just happy when my eyes open each day.
Yeah. Some days you wake up and you're glad, you're really happy. Some days you're not.
Yeah, and even when I'm not happy, like, I mean, I haven't been happy in the last, like, week. I mean, I've had some negative things that have happened, but it's like I feel like it's like I climbed over this mountain or something where it doesn't matter, it can't affect me. Like, I count my blessings every day.
Yeah.
And I remind myself of, like, how lucky I am.
Deanna, we got a call, Deanna. See who this is.
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello, anybody there? Hello?
Hello, is that Ethan Clough?
Sorry,
I can't hear you. Our connection must be bad.
Oh, okay. Where are you listening from?
Oh, do you know, I'm really, yeah, I'm sorry. I'll, Whistler.
So, I don't know who that was, but...
What did they say?
Oh, I don't know. She was saying she can't hear, but we're at full volume here, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't hear that one. So yeah, you were saying?
What was I saying? I think I'm just done with everything.
I think we were just talking about good days and bad days, and
yeah, like I was basically just saying that there's not like anything particular that I'm trying to do in my future. Like, I'm doing a lot of different things, and I'm like, I just want to keep doing what I'm doing, and have a positive effect on people. That's it. Like, I'm happy when I wake up and I know I've helped somebody. And that helps me, like, be a better person. So I'm just happy, I guess, even when bad things happen.
Yeah.
And I'll never run out of things to write about.
For sure. Okay, we need to play an ad right now. One sec.
We're
moon tan nocturnal, vinyl consuming animals drifting easy through friendly space.
And we're
the villains.
And
Nardwuar, a human serviette from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
We're
dark space punctuated by planets.
And we're
Patrick Swayze.
And we're
God, the devil, hell, heaven. Do you understand? Finally!
But CITR is not a
commercial radio station,
which means we need the help of listeners like you. Donate to CITR's 2013 fund drive, February 28th to March 8th. Our goal is to raise $30,000 to help purchase new soundboards for all three studios. To donate, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to CITR.ca. And thanks for supporting community radio.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And we are back.
Cool, I'm here.
Awesome. Okay, so let's play, what's this song called? It's Bottles?
Bottles Breaking?
Bottles Breaking.
Yeah, I wrote that about my father.
Oh, your father?
Yeah.
Was he abusive?
Yeah, he was an alcoholic. I just started talking to him around Christmas time, and he's finally changed. So I had some issues before that, and now we have a great relationship, and we talk a couple times a week, and I plan on finally going to see him at some point this year.
Cool. Where does he live?
He's in Moncton, New Brunswick.
Oh, okay. I've been there, actually. The Magnet Hill.
Yeah. I used to live close to there.
You used to what?
I used to live close to there.
Oh, okay. I thought you lived in Nova Scotia or New Brunswick.
Yeah, I grew up there. I was born in Moncton. And then I moved when my parents divorced when I was like 6.
Okay, so here's Bottles Breaking.
There's a gunshot going off outside my bedroom door. The house is burning down and I don't think I can sleep anymore. I don't want to leave here, but I don't have a choice. When I get older, I hope I never have to hear his voice. I hear bottles breaking in the kitchen downstairs, windows being shattered, and my mom's fighting tears. Someone save me from these nightmares. 10 years from now, I won't remember this at all. Catch me as I fall. Now I've got all this anger and pain inside. I'm too scared to let him hear me cry. Bottles breaking in the kitchen downstairs. Windows being shattered and my mom's fighting tears. Someone save me from these nightmares. In the kitchen downstairs, windows being shattered and my mom's fighting tears. Someone save me from these nightmares. Bottles breaking in the kitchen downstairs, windows being shattered and my mom's fighting tears. Someone save me from these nightmares.
So this is Ali here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and I have special guest and musician Deanna Fay from Toronto, Ontario.
It's coming back right now. Hi.
How are you doing? Again.
Doing good.
So what else is there? So what else is there to talk about? We've talked about everything.
I don't know. I have a lot of stories, but I don't think that
they're appropriate.
I was long enough to hear them all, or if I can talk about them on the radio.
Well, let's do two of them. I'll tell you if they're too risque for radio.
I tell a story every time I write a song. I'm kind of like, that's my way of coping with the things they go through. So I've been through so much in my life. Like, I feel like I'm like 70 years old today. Like, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But that's why I write songs. Like, I have to do something with it.
For sure. Yeah.
I'm working on some new stuff right now. I'm kind of taking some time to just, like, write again. And I've been through... There's been a lot of people in the music industry who, like, kind of took advantage of me. And I'm sort of, like, stepping back right now to go back to my roots and just write. And mm-hmm. not try and gain something from it. And just write and be happy and see what happens.
Yeah, like go like grassroots, like that,
yeah.
Like that book Celestine Prophecy or something. It's true though. I mean, one of the other DJs here was saying he's a lot older. He was saying that yeah, he was in the music industry and it's just so cutthroat.
Yeah, and I think it kind of takes away when things like that happen. Like when it's hard to find people to trust, and then. When things like that happen, it takes the joy out of writing music. And I forgot that
I used to lock myself in my room for 10 hours a day and skip school to play my guitar and write. And I'm like, where did that girl go? So I'm just going to be that girl again. She was, you know, like, she's who I need to be in touch with right now. Not like record producers and looking for a band and trying to do all these things. Like, I just need to, like, kind of get more in tune with myself and just see what comes out.
Yeah, all these time demands, right? I mean, you heard of Bandcamp?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of artists are going that way, just putting out their stuff on Bandcamp.
Yeah, I haven't checked that out yet. I've heard of it, but I wasn't sure like what it was all about. So.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like the audience is the judge then. I mean, there's no marketing. It's just your music is on the site and they buy it if they like it. And
that's cool.
Yeah. Okay, so we have time for a few more. This one's called Come Clean. And what's this one about?
That was going back to, I had a cocaine addiction a few years ago, and I almost died, and I had a really good friend who got tired of watching me watching me fall apart, and he said to me one day, he goes, I can't talk to you until you come clean, and then maybe you should write a song about it. Mm-hmm. So I texted him about 6 months later and said, I came clean. Do you want to hear the recording? So nice. It was pretty cool. Like, I needed somebody to give me that tough love. Like, he had to finally walk away from me, and he was a really good friend of mine, and now we're talking again, so it's good. Sometimes bad things like that have to happen before you wake up. Like I was saying earlier, like, I had to have, like, really bad things happen or get myself, like, below rock bottom before I could pull myself out. And it's funny, if I look back on that, I'm like, I can't believe how far I've come. I'm like, there were times when I thought, like, you know, I would go to sleep and I would pray that I would wake up. I was scared I wouldn't wake up sometimes. Mm. And now I'm like, I can't believe I did all these things to myself and I got myself in all these situations. And life can be so beautiful. I'm like, I wasted, like, 3 years of my life just in this daze. Not knowing who I was. And I'm kind of glad it happened, though, because it definitely helped me grow.
Okay. So here is Come Clean by Deanna Paul.
Yeah. My address is 290 Port Salisbury Street.
I can't understand you. You need to speak English.
Hey, Polly, that remark is totally inappropriate. I know you're new here, but this is a safe harbor office. We're committed to treating all of our clients respectfully.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for all. Pass it on.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to The Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Hello, hello. We're back with Deanna Faye. What's up? Say what's up, Vancouver.
What's up, Vancouver? Thanks for listening to me.
So, yeah. Got a couple more songs. We might as well get to them because we only have 12 minutes left.
Yeah.
So, let's see, what do we got here? Okay, so I'm going to play... Okay, this one's called Kill the Model. So this is about your transition from model to songwriter, right?
Yeah, like I pretty much left my music on hold and neglected it for like 3 years when I moved to Toronto, and I got totally sucked into this like fake world and was working so much as a model, I was making myself sick. Like, I wasn't sleeping, I wasn't eating properly, and, like, I'm really blessed and grateful. I had a lot of great opportunities and met some amazing people, but at the same time, I wasn't feeding the artist inside of me, so I was kind of miserable. So it's sort of like my anti-modeling song, even though I still do modeling work here and there, but not to the extent that I was doing for, like, 3 solid years.
Cool. So it's not... Okay, let's just play the song. All right, so here's Kill the Model by Deanna Faye.
day. This used to be fun, but now it's not okay. I'd rather drink my resentment from a bottle, 'cause it's time to kill the model.
So we're back on the air with Deanna Fay from Toronto.
Hello.
Hello, hello. So we got one more song to play. Actually, before that, I just want to let people know, if they want to listen to Deanna's music, you can go to www.reverbnation.com/Deanna Fay. DEANNAFAE. So yeah, tell us a little bit about the last song that we're going to play.
I wrote Magic for my nephew. He really inspired me. He was really into doing magic tricks, and you know, he helped me remember that, like, kids, I think, have more life in them. It's like they don't stress out, and they're just happy for a living, kind of thing, you know. That's like, he really inspired me, and I wanted to write him something. And at the time that I wrote it, I wasn't sure if I would live to see 27, so I wanted to leave something for him before I left. And like I said, I had health issues and a drug addiction, and I wasn't sure, like, it was like any day I could, like, no longer be here. So I wanted to, like, make sure that he knew how much I loved him. But I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, so
that's good.
He can listen to it for a long time now.
But you should still write more songs for the younger folk. the people that inspire you.
Yeah, I think that what happened was I was so entangled in this, like, darkness for a while. Like, I find myself writing happier songs now, even though a bad situation makes me pick up my guitar and write it. But it's, you can see, like, the growth in me when you listen to, like, the stuff I'm working on right now, as opposed to, like, oh, poor me a couple of years ago, you know? Mm-hmm. It was like I had nothing positive to say. But, I had to go through this stuff so I could grow. And I think that's, in that time frame, that's probably the happiest song I wrote. And yeah, he's an awesome kid.
Very nice. So right after this show, we're going to have the Leo Ramirez show, hosted by Leo Ramirez. And that's it. That he's on at 4. Yeah. So should we play the track? By the way, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
It has been fun. And this is Magic by Deanna Fay. Magic.
Mía, solo mía, mía, mía. Cuando tu boca y tus ojos de juventud rebosaban, fuiste mía, solo mía, mía, mía. Cuando tus labios de niña, mis labios los estrenaban, fuiste mía, solo mía, mía, mía. Cuando tu vientre era una colina cerrada. Lo mejor de tu vida me lo he llevado yo. Lo mejor de tu vida lo he disfrutado yo. Tu experiencia primera, despertar de tu carne. Tu inocencia salvaje me la he bebido yo. Lo mejor de tu vida me lo he llevado yo. Lo mejor de tu vida lo he disfrutado yo. Tu experiencia primera, despertar de tu carne, tu
Tu inocencia salvaje me la he bebido yo, me la he bebido yo. Fuiste mía, solo mía, mía, mía. Cuando tu cuerpo era espiga de palma recién plantada, fuiste mía, solo mía, mía, mía. Cuando cerrabas los ojos, apenas yo me acercaba, fuiste mía, solo mía, mía, mía. Cuando temblaban tus manos, tan solo si las rozaba, fuiste mía, solo mía, mía, mía. Cuando tu ayer no existía, pensaba solo en mañana. Lo mejor de tu vida me lo he llevado yo. Lo mejor de tu vida lo he disfrutado yo. Tu experiencia primera, despertar de tu carne. Tu inocencia salvaje me la he bebido yo. Me la he bebido yo. Ahora tú te vas, te vas, te vas sin decirme nada.
Enseñar a querer, a tener